Yeah, we really need such a taste of the Lord and of the offerings as we saw. The sons of Zadok have such a privilege to gain Christ as these offerings, and this is their food. But today, there are still so many other things besides Christ that are offered to us. But as we saw with the sons of Zadok, their inheritance, their possession, is the offerings. They were always dealing with the bread of God and had to pay attention. It's just like in a kitchen. You can't just go into the kitchen with unwashed, dirty hands, like coming from, you played in the sand and then you come into the kitchen and prepare some food. And even in the kitchen, there are so many rules or ordinances for cleanliness so that you don't defile the food. And spiritually, we also need such a consciousness. We are not preparing food for just anyone, but it's food that we are preparing for the living God that is a totally different level, totally different requirement that we have to meet in our life. Not to compare ourselves with others, but to measure ourselves according to God's word. What he has ordained for us, if we are to serve as priests, then we have to pay very close attention. What are the things we come into contact with? We have to be able to distinguish what brings me spiritual death, what hinders me from performing my priestly service. If week after week I'm not bringing a spiritual offering, I have to ask myself, what's the reason for that? That's our task, our obligation. Don't just say, oh, I just had a bad week. You have to see, what is the death that I touched that defiled me? If I just touch death, it's so quick to be defiled. So may the Lord really give us such a consciousness that our God would receive such a holy, pure food. Just like us, we don't want to eat something that's dirty. And we really thank the Lord that he's given us these ordinances that we could give him the best. Amen. We should praise him that we could hear such a word. And for these priests, their inheritance is Christ. And in Joshua 13:14, it says, only to the tribe of Levi he had given no inheritance. The sacrifices of the Lord God of Israel made by fire are their inheritance. And we need to have such a taste of the offerings. Lord, how can I practice more? How can I exercise myself more? Yesterday we also heard in Malachi, there's not so much to say about the word in Malachi. We just have to really take it to hand and do it. And that's what happens if we begin to eat the spiritual food and not the things, as it says in Ezekiel, that are torn by wild beasts. As I read this in Ezekiel 44, actually, you know, in my day-to-day life, I don't see so many dead animals. Sometimes I see like roadkill maybe on the side of the street. But it would never occur to me to eat something that's like torn up that I see on the road. And I thought, why is there such a commandment? Shouldn't it be clear that you wouldn't want to pick up such a carcass and just eat it? But unfortunately, spiritually, we are really sick. We can grow in such an unhealthy way that we would even eat such a torn up meat, a carcass, that we would have pleasure in any teaching, but that teaching brings us away from Christ. And in Colossians, it also says, Colossians 2, verse 8. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit. So you might see there's an animal, but is it pure? Is it living? Or is it freshly slaughtered? That has to be our experience. It has to be our desire to have fresh experience of Christ. and not to just take something that I heard that entered my mind. We have to really pay attention. Is it something that is torn up? Does it help me to bring you more offerings in my life as a priest? It's really encouraged me. The Lord came that we may have life and to have it abundantly. That's why he came. And so that's why we should pursue godliness. We should flee these other things. There are so many philosophies and teachings of man, but in the end, they lead us away as prey. We will be cheated. We belong to the Lord. He is our inheritance. Yeah, to eat the sacrifice, to eat the burnt offerings. We really need a change of our taste. It's one thing to have a question about a topic and then I listen to any knowledge or then I have the so-called answer, but that's terrible because then I touch death and I'm actually brought away from the Lord. And that really damages us. We really have to watch out for what are the things outside. And we need this judgment, ability to distinguish. Let us learn to enter into the word of the offerings, to really deal with it. It's so much more wonderful for me to have the revelation from the Lord directly instead of reading about what somebody else says. That's much more wonderful. Through that, I have access to a fresh offering. Then I have an experience of Christ who died and is also effective and working in my life today, who saves me from my impatience, my disobedience, and I can experience the burnt offering in such a new way. This is the Christ that is the offering that is working and effective in my life. This is Christ, our inheritance. Amen. It's really precious that the Lord himself is our inheritance. I had a little experience recently. I had some worries about my trip. And in fact, it did become quite a challenging trip. Many things didn't work the way I thought they would. But then this verse came to me in Exodus 33:14. And the Lord spoke to Moses. He said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Amen. And this is so precious. This is the true rest. A few days ago, I took a vacation with a sister in a very beautiful place. And the whole place was arranged in such a way that would make it restful. But actually, it's not where we find ourselves that is the rest, but it is the Lord's presence. And my trip here did become somewhat complicated, but I kept thinking of this verse. And I praise the Lord that as his priests, we can come near to him and be in his presence. Amen.
Before we sing a song that the Lord made us his people, he didn't just make us his people. He also made us a kingdom of priests. And we want to be like Brother Zadok. We don't want to serve in the outer court. Yeah, we don't want to do garden work and kill the sacrifice. We want to go into the holiest, to come near to God. When I heard this, that 11 of the tribes got the land of Canaan, the tribe of Levi, he said, I am your inheritance. When I heard this message from John, when I heard that, the inheritance from the Lord is not visible. The land is visible. But the inheritance of the Lord, I cannot see. And then John said, and Marcus also said, when you get God as inheritance, you receive everything. And then he says, the other tribes only got a little part, but if you have God as the inheritance, then you got everything. And then my eyes opened. Really, we're often only looking at the earthly things. But when I heard this message, I told my husband, why are we still so natural, so earthly? We want to have a car, we want to have this, want to have that. But it will all be judged. But the Lord says, if you have me, you have everything. Yeah, with Zadok, we have everything. If we have the Lord as inheritance, we've received everything. When we have the Lord, we have everything. I also want to praise the Lord for the word that we've heard so far, because it is a preparation of the priests that we're receiving. We heard about the covenant of life and peace, and we got so many practical points this morning, how we should walk as priests. The word in Ezekiel 44, so many practical points. And in Leviticus 23, we need this preparation. It's this a precious word. It's some. It's very holy and mysterious. I want to just go deeper into some points of the outline. In Ezekiel 44, it says, Ezekiel 44, verse 19, it says, when they go out to the outer court, they should take off their garments, the holy priestly garments. So the people don't get in touch with the holy things of God. We had some fellowship, what this means. And the Lord said something about this in Matthew 7, verse 6. Do not give the holy things to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. This is often my experience, that often the holy things that I received from the Lord that was precious, I gave it to everyone who came towards me. The precious things of the priesthood. And I noticed that some of the people weren't open for it, and they stepped on it. And then I was completely discouraged. That's where I need to have discernment as a priest. We can read a verse from Paul in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1. There it says, as servants of Christ and
stewards of the mysteries of God. As a priest, we are stewards of the mysteries of God. And there we have to learn to discern what food is the right food for each person. The holy food of the priesthood is not the right food for some people. We have to learn to have discernment. Or Paul says in 2 Timothy 2, verse 2, "And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." It has to be first faithful people who will do the word. We want to have many people to be hungry for the Lord, but we have to have discernment. And not that in the end we are not excited about the priestly service anymore because people discourage us. Then I want to talk about in point C, Ezekiel 44, verse 20, that they shall not cut their hair too short. They it's the verse in Preacher 7 in Ecclesiastes 7:16 to 8. Do not be overly righteous, nor be overly wise. Why should you destroy yourself? Do not be overly wicked, nor be foolish. Why should you die before time? That was Ecclesiastes 7:16 to 17. Don't be too religious. Yeah, and then you're have such a bad conscience. But that's not good. You shouldn't have a bald head. But on the other hand, we can't be too loose. We can't be not diligent for us personally and also for our neighbor. When we see something, we can, through the Lord, admonish. But on the other hand, you can't be too strict either. Because in John chapter 1, verse 14, it says he's full of grace and truth. In point H, the priests eat the portion of the offerings. In Ezekiel 44, verse 29, they shall eat the grain offering, the sin offering, and the trespass offering. Every dedicated thing in Israel shall be theirs. They have to eat the food. When you see this high standard for the priests, then I have to personally say, I cannot do this. My way is not straight. I'm curved. I'm loose, where, and I'm strict when I shouldn't be strict. But this way to gain the humanity of the Lord is the meal offering, in the sin offering, in the trespass offering to eat. It's very practical that we can eat the Lord in his humanity. When I notice my speaking is not right, and I can take this word and eat it and let it dwell in me, and it will cause a change in me. Or sometimes I notice my speaking is corruptible. I can take him as my sin offering, and I can eat it and see how the sin comes out of me, and I get freed of it. And when it doesn't work, yeah, sometimes I fail. We can't be condemned.
the Lord is merciful, and we have the trespass offering. And we can always eat the trespass offering. The blood will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And the last one, in point J, that's very encouraging. In Leviticus 21, verse 17, speak to Aaron, saying, no man of your descendants in succeeding generations who has any defect may approach to offer the bread of his God. For any man who has a defect shall not approach, a man blind or lame who has a marred face or any limb too long, a man who has a broken foot or broken hand. And then there's a longer list. It shows if we today as priests in our weakness and we're so broken, if we can stand before the Lord, then we shall not come near. But the Lord says in 22, he may eat the bread of his God. Sometimes I notice when I come to the feast meeting, I have so much weakness, but then it says, I can still come and eat the bread of my God. Sometimes I can't prepare an offering, which shouldn't happen, but it doesn't mean I can't come. If you have a weakness, you may eat the bread of his God, both the most holy and the holy. And my experience is that we get strengthened and that he heals all our weakness. Yeah, we shouldn't stay weak. In Mark 9:35, and he walked around and healed every sickness and all brokenness. That's for the priests. The Lord is so invested in the priesthood to be healthy, to be strong, manly. Praise the Lord that we can have such a right to be this priesthood. This, yeah.